Was this something of President Hogan's choosing, or did mounting pressure lead you to determine that this would be the best choice?
Well, first of all, the resignation that was announced today was actually first proffered on Sunday. Mike Hogan, the president of the university, and I met together in his residence in Chicago, and he indicated at that time that he wanted to resign as the president of the University of Illinois.
What was your reaction to that?
I told him he couldn't leave unless he helped find a replacement, and he immediately identified Bob Easter, and then we were able to vet that name with some of the faculty leadership, the folks who are involved in our foundation, alumni association, the senior team, and it was unanimous. Everybody wanted to embrace Bob's leadership as the next president of the university.
A week ago at a trustees meeting, we had a faculty member discussing in a revised enrollment management report, and there was applause after that report. Based on direction this seemed to be going, does this come as a shock to you?
No, not at all. I think, in fact, that applause that you mentioned was a bit of a triggering event. I think Mike concluded at that time that much of the agenda that he originally arrived at the University of Illinois to pursue had been completed, and it was time now for somebody else to develop a strategic plan that would guide the future of the university. Bob Easter is a natural choice because of the incredible work he did in developing strategic plans for the Urbana campus via the Stewarding Excellence program, which he developed as chancellor of the Urbana campus.
Has President Hogan discussed this any more at length as to why he felt this was the right time to step down?
I think he really concluded that the agenda that he had been pursuing, whether it was cutting $40 million out of the operating budget or recruiting a world-class team of leaders for the university, replacing the entire upper echelon, rationalizing HR, figuring out a way to create best-in-class service in the centralized IT function, making sense out of our union negotiations, and that was his agenda, and he accomplished it. And now we need to look forward, and I think he concluded that somebody else ought to go through that planning process that will guide the university long beyond the period that he originally thought about being here as our leader.
Are you concerned about the U of I's reputation following the admissions scandal and now the sudden resignation of President Hogan?
I've become very familiar with the greatness which is present throughout the University of Illinois, and I think its reputation is developed not by the trustees, not by the president and the central administration, but that reputation is developed on a campus-by-campus, college-by-college basis. And there's nothing that we could do, no matter how bad it was, that would hurt the reputation of the School of Engineering or our prowess in computational science or diminish our finance or accounting reputation on a national and international basis. The great power of our ag program, the fact that we run the largest medical school in the United States, and those are all wonderful things that contribute to our reputation far beyond anything that the trustees could do.
Are you worried about student recruitment after what appears to be a period of instability and disruption in leadership?
No, sir. The students don't come to a university to because of the strength of the trustees or who the president is. They're making that decision based on the rankings of the individual colleges and campuses, and the truth and the proof in that statement really comes from the incredible spike and increase in applications to the University of Illinois this year. And what we're really proud of is the focus spike and applications and important target areas that we have identified.
President designate Robert Easter will serve 2 years. What are your expectations of him over that time?
I think what we want from Bob Easter for these 2 years as president of the university is the same thing that he gave us while he was chancellor of the Urbana campus. That is a sweeping review of the university's operations, a good strategic plan leading us into the future, all conducted without rancor or acrimony. And we know that he's capable of doing that, and we look forward to supporting him and his leadership.
He had probably been close to retirement a couple of years ago. Could you talk a bit about his mood after accepting this and willingness to stay on as an administrator for a bit longer?
You know, Bob is a wonderful example to all of us because consistently he has put the needs of the university and the needs of the state before his own personal needs. And yet again, he's doing that now.
Before President Hogan resigned, he spoke of a desire to be responsive to the community's needs and foster more open communications. What will you do as a trustee chair to make sure that happens?
Well, I think one of the things that we're counting on is the fact that now the university upper echelon is fully staffed so that when the committees meet, there are vice presidents or chancellors at each of those meetings that now can develop relationship with the trustees, who, and that line of communication will now be open in a way it wasn't open during the period of instability when, you know, so many of those people departed the university. And we have great secondary channels now so that we can ensure that we are staying in communication with the important aspects of the university's leadership.
Had the recent conversations with President Hogan concerned these letters from faculty that were calling for his resignation?
You know, the president concluded that the agenda that he started out to pursue here had largely been concluded, and that, you know, it was the best time to leave the university to allow somebody else to create a strategic plan looking to the future.
Does he know what he was doing after July 1st? Is it possible he teaches on campus?
His goal is to teach on campus, to do the thing that is the first love of his life, which is pursue research, you know, around that special time in American history when the Marshall Plan was shared with the world. And Mike is the great authority on that, and I hope he'll continue to teach.